The Dutchtown neighborhood in southeast St. Louis has seen anti-violence initiatives come and go over the years. From the Dutchtown Mount Pleasant Crime Reduction Partnership to the Peer Plan to Hayden's Rectangle. And now, it's one of three neighborhoods selected for a nationally known program called Cure Violence. The other two are in North St. Louis, in Walnut Park and Wells Goodfellow. As St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lipman tells us, Dutchtown is viewing this new program with a mixture of caution and hope.
Thomas Dunn Learning Center sits at the edge of Marquette Park in Dutchtown, the heart of where the city will implement Cure Violence. Kids from the neighborhood can take GED classes, use the computer lab, and sometimes grab a snack. There's nothing specifically anti-violence about any of these offerings, but Kaylin Vincent, Thomas Dunn's youth program manager, says they provide important support for kids who might otherwise get involved with violence.
More safety, more things for them to do that they know that they are able to do, and that's for free. Just more opportunities for them to be off of the streets.
Vincent has heard about Cure Violence and likes the program strategy.
I think the way of making an epidemic and like a sickness kind of, and like focusing our minds on that.
Cure Violence started as Chicago Ceasefire in 1995 and has been tried in hundreds of cities since then. Its model has two parts. Interrupters, or neighborhood residents with street cred, try to stop conflicts before they get violent or escalate to someone getting killed. Outreach workers help get the people most likely to commit violent crimes connected to social services like job training and treatment for substance use disorder. The goal is not only to reduce violence in the short term, but to bring it down in the long term by changing the norms of the community. The city has committed more than $7 million to Cure Violence over the next 3 years. Board of Aldermen President Lewis Reed made it a priority. He's made a bold prediction about what it could do for the number of homicides and shootings in St. Louis.
You know, next year, if everybody has done their part appropriately, we should see a 40% drop.
Based on 2018 data, that would mean almost 80 fewer shootings and 2 fewer homicides in Dutchtown. Available research suggests Reed may be a bit too optimistic. A 2015 review of past research on Cure Violence found that while homicides and shootings dropped in many neighborhoods, it wasn't clear that Cure Violence was the cause. In other neighborhoods, Cure Violence didn't have much of an impact at all. Still, Jeffrey Butts, one of the paper's authors, endorses the program. He's the director of the Research and Evaluation Center at the John Jay College of Criminal Justice in New York City.
Cure Violence is not the solution to gun violence, but it's relatively cheap and it has effect, and it definitely should be in the toolkit of any city.
But not everyone is sure that Cure Violence is a good fit for Dutchtown. Cassandra Logan runs Logan's Kids Resale on Merrimack, about a block from Marquette Park. In her view, its interventions are meant more for gang violence, which is not what's happening in her neighborhood.
I don't think it's gang-related or anything. It's just individuals that, you know, are misdirected, confused, angry, frustrated, not educated. You know, it's a gamut of things.
She says officials should have done more outreach before deciding to try Cure Violence in Dutchtown.
Because of how good old things been done, there's a great distrust with anything that is brought in to say supposed to help the community, the neighborhood, our youth. And it's like a camouflage. Like, oh, it's just making like you all doing something, but yet you all never ask.
Paula Gertner, the CEO at Thomas Dunn, says the neighborhood has been asked over and over again what it wants to see. She says the gap is in communication.
We know that it's been successful, but we don't know how St. Louis is going to use Cure Violence, and that would help the community. It would help us so we can position our programs.
There's also a larger funding question. The city money covers the data and staffing costs of Cure Violence, but only for 3 years. And so far, there's been no boost in funding for things like drug treatment and job training, which are a key part of the strategy. Reed believes the Cure Violence model will be so successful, lawmakers will have to keep funding it. And while he always supports more money for services, he doesn't expect the need for them to grow that dramatically.
Remember I said 1% of the population is responsible for, you know, 60% of the violent crimes that we see in our city. So we're not talking about bringing, you know, 20,000 more people into the system.
If all goes according to plan, interrupters should be on the streets of Dutchtown, Wells Goodfellow, and Walnut Park in the spring. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.